بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. وعن كعب بن مالك رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: ما ذئبان جائعان أرسلا في غنم بأفسد لها من حرص المرء على المال والشرف لدينه. رواه الترمذي، وقال: حديث حسن صحيح. Before we begin the new hadith, to complete the explanation on the previous hadith, just to recap, Abdullah bin Mukhaffal radiallahu ta'ala who says that a person once declared to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam his devotion and love for him, wherein he said, O Nabi of Allah, by the oath of Allah, verily I love you. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entreated him and said, be careful what you are saying. In other words, there is a price tag to this, you will be tested. He said, I take an oath on Allah, verily I love you. 3 times he reiterated this. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said to him, if you are sincere, if you truly love me, then prepare yourself for poverty. In other words, anoint yourself with the shield of poverty. For verily, poverty hastens more quickly to one who truly loves me than storm waters rush from a higher ground to a lower ground. There's an Arabic expression, "Annasu ala dini mulukihim," that verily people will follow the religion or the way of life of their leaders. One important aspect, as we mentioned yesterday, of the faqr or poverty of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we find that this was ikhtiyaran. Poverty was not forced upon Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam chose a life of poverty. He practically chose a life of austerity. There are many riwayat that indicate this. Famous amongst them is once Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam stood on Mount Safa and he addressed Jibril alaihi salam, Ya Jibril, walladhi nafsu Muhammadin biyadihi ma amsa li al Muhammad sufatu min daqiq wa la kaffatu min sha'ir. He said, I take an oath upon that being in whose hands lies the life of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today in the home of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there isn't a grain of wheat or even a strand of barley. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said this, all of a sudden it's mentioned the riwayat, إِذْ سَمِعَ فِي السَّمَاءِ وَجِبَ, a thunderous explosion was heard. So he became alarmed and he asked Jibreel, أَمَرَ اللَّهُ السَّاعَةَ أَن تَقُومَ, has Allah ordered Qiyamah to come? Jibreel said, no, but an angel has descended today. That in Rabbaka, an angel has descended today who has never come before to the earth, referring to Israfil alayhi salam. Israfil alayhi salam then addressed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salam, Inna Rabbaka sami'a kalamak wa ba'athani ilayk bimafatihi khazainil ard an usayyira ma'a an u'ridha alayka an usayyira ma'aka jibala tihama dhahab wa fidda wa zumurrud wa yaqut abadan rasula wa malikan rasula wa abdan nabiyya wa malikan nabiyya. Your Rabb has heard your declaration that there is nothing in the home, and Allah has sent me to you with the keys to the treasures of the earth to proffer or to offer you that if you want, this entire Tihama range of mountains will be turned into gold, silver, diamonds, emeralds, rubies, and it will follow you wherever you go. Do you choose to be a Nabi who is a slave of Allah, or do you choose to be a Nabi who is a king? So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam responded, Bal abdan nabiyya, I choose to be a Nabi who is a slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the faqr and poverty of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as we mentioned, was ikhtiyaran. Arada alayya rabbi an yaj'ala badha'a makkah dhahaban wa fidda fa abayt wa qultu ya rabbi aju'u yawman wa ashba'u yawman idha ju'tu tadarra'tu ilayka wa sa'altuk wa idha shabi'tu hamidtuka wa shakartuk. He said, my Rabb offered me to turn the mountain ranges of Mecca into gold for me, but I said, no, my Allah. وَقُلْتُ يَا رَبِّ أَجُوعُ يَوْمًا وَأَشْبَعُ يَوْمًا. I said, oh my Rabb, I will go hungry one day and I will eat stomach full one day. On the day when I go hungry, I will beg from you and I will ask from you and beseech you. And the day when I go stomach full, I will praise you and I will make my shukr and show my gratitude to you. So, annasu ala deeni mulukihim. People will be on the way of life of their leaders. Our leader, our master was Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he chose a life of austerity, a life of poverty, a life of difficulty in this world. And a lover should be exemplified with the quality of his beloved. So this is the meaning of this expression where he tells the Sahabi that if you are true and you are sincere in the fact that you claim to love me, then poverty will have to be your shield, because poverty and hardship hastens more quickly to one who is sincere in his love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam than storm waters from a high ground to a low ground. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, "Hasibatum an tadkhulul jannah walamma ya'lamu Allahu alladhina jahadu minkum wa ya'lamu as-sabirin." Allah Ta'ala says that do you think that you are just going to enter into paradise and Allah has not established and made known amongst you those who are striving and those who are sabirin, who are patiently persevering in the face of hardship and difficulty. Nevertheless, the hadith which we recited earlier, Ka'b bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala, who is the narrator, in this hadith, very brief hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam gives an analogy, an example. And in this hadith, he outlines clearly for us, as we mentioned in the previous hadith, why is it, how is it that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is saying that poverty will be a shield for the one who is sincere in his love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Because the opposite of that is to hanker for the dunya, is to chase behind the dunya, is for one's heart to be filled with the love of dunya. And if that is the case, then the love and attachment with the dunya carries with it certain spiritual maladies that will erode and destroy the love for Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the heart. And in this hadith of Ka'b bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu, clearly Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam outlines and explains to us what one or two of the spiritual maladies that love and attachment with dunya breeds in the heart of a believer, the destruction, the harm of this. He said, "Hirsul mar al mal wal sharaf." When a person becomes avaricious, when he becomes greedy for two things, one is mal, the wealth of this world, and the other is sharaf. Sharaf means position. What we say kursi in Urdu, status, position, for people to look up to you. And what is very, very dangerous and what is we should be cognizant and take note of is that when it comes to sharaf, position or kursi, it doesn't only refer to position and kursi in dunya, but sometimes position and kursi in deen, where you want to become somebody's spiritual leader, you want trusteeship, you want position of trust for a masjid or for some society, or you want people to look up to you as a great alim or a great scholar. All this falls under this title of sharaf, where people start to look up to you, glorify you, honor you. So if this becomes beloved to you, this, if your heart starts hankering for this position, kursi, status, amirship, like we say in jamaat, etc., whether it is dunya or deen, this is something that will destroy a person. Destroy him spiritually, destroy his inside. How destructive this is, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi gives one analogy. To understand this analogy, before I literally translate the hadith, we'll explain the analogy by way of example. If this particular masjid of ours, if all the doors are to be sealed off, no way in, no way out, and then two wolves had to be put in this masjid, locked into this masjid, this had to become a pen, and these two wolves had to be locked in there, and then left like that for 7 days and seven nights, no food, no water, what would happen? These animals would become ravenous. They would become hungry. As it is, they are carnivores. As it is, they are bloodthirsty animals. Wolves are bloodthirsty animals. But now when they have been deprived of food and water for a sustained period of time, the level of bloodthirstiness The carnage that they can wreak and the havoc that they can cause will be intensified many, many times. And then after 6 or 7 days of depriving them of food, of water, a pen of sheep, a flock of sheep is let loose in the same masjid or in the same room with the doors and the windows closed. And you have these two hungry wolves that are let free. These sheep have no escape. They can't get out. Nothing can get in, nothing can get out. Imagine if they have been deprived of food and water for 6 or 7 days. What type of bloodshed and what type of carnage and havoc they will wreak on those defenseless sheep. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that the carnage and the havoc and the bloodshed that they will cause is less than the destruction that the love of wealth and the love of kursi and position will do to your deen and your akhirat. Ma dhi'ban ja'i'an ursila fi ghanam. Ursila fi ghanam bi afsada laha min hirsil mal min hirsil mal min hirsil mar'i ala al mal wa sharaf li dinihi. Two hungry wolves set free in a pen of sheep will not cause more fasad and more destruction and more bloodshed and more carnage